Hi there, and welcome again to The Reveal. Got a quick piece of information for you that came about from me actually listening in on, well, I guess it's something that's getting very old these days, and it's bothersome among so many things today, but this is 2025. Let me ask you if you don't find this revealing. Why is it that today, after decades, not decades, centuries of trying to crush and doing what it takes to be able to get rid of racism and the long, hard, painful path it takes to be able to get there, why is it that it's raising its ugly head more fierce today than it ever has been? Just because it's not so physical doesn't mean that it's not equally as evil. It's, I grant it, that it seems to be more than ever, while loud and dramatic, it seems to be today that it's very passive-aggressive. It influences rather than just hard line takes a baseball bat and hits something. Racism is running through us like no one's business, it appears. Not everyone. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that it seems like it's being presented every time we turn on a television, read something off of a phone or the computer or print. It's drawn like a sword for any time somebody has a want to be able to validate their own shortcomings. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. One of the things that's become so popular these days is referring to racism is not about from one race to another. It's about power. It's about control. Well, that's as wrong as you can get. It may be about wanting power and control, but at the same time, it has nothing to do with having power or having control. You can have an individual of one race and another, two individuals, one of one race and one of another race, and you can have them on a desert island, shipwrecked, together, just the two of them. Neither knew the other from the other before. And if one doesn't like the other because of their race, neither one has power over the other. Neither one has control over the other, do they? It's just about hatred. That's it. Now, if they knew each other and one's done something wrong or wrong the other, etc., see, that's a character issue. That's not a race issue. But today, everything is drawn out about race. In fact, I mean, heck fire, it's gotten so ridiculous. Anything's called racism or race, even if it has nothing to do with race. It makes no difference. It's gotten that stupid out there and that chaotic. But what we're speaking of here is just this. I want to bring out something to be able to try to put some perspective on something, and in doing so, we're going to bring out another little mystery that's in the scriptures that's there to teach us about that. Okay? As a matter of fact, let's go ahead and go to it. If you'll bear with me for a moment while I read a few verses of Numbers chapter 12, the book of Numbers chapter 12, feel free and join along with me. Verse 1 is where we'll start. That's the key one. And we'll go on to 9, 10, etc. Miriam, that's Moses' sister, by the way, And Aaron, that's Moses' brother, began to talk against Moses because of his Cushite wife, for he had married a Cushite. Has the Lord spoken only through Moses, they ask? Hasn't he also spoken through us? And the Lord heard this. Now, Moses was a very humble man, more humble than anyone else on the face of the earth, it says. At once the Lord said to Moses, Aaron and Miriam, come out to the tent of meeting, all three of you. Ooh, sounds like somebody's in trouble, doesn't it? So the three of them came out. Then the Lord came down in a pillar of cloud. He stood at the entrance to the tent and summoned Aaron and Miriam. When both of them stepped forward, he said, listen to my words. When a prophet of the Lord is among you, I reveal myself to him in visions. I speak to him in dreams. But this is not true of my servant Moses. He is faithful in all my house. With him I speak face to face, clearly, and not in riddles. See? He says, he sees the form of the Lord. Why then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? The anger of the Lord burned against them, and he left them. When the cloud lifted from above the tent, there stood Miriam, leprous, like snow. Aaron turned toward her and saw that she had leprosy. And he said to Moses, please, my Lord, this is his brother, do not hold against us the sin we have so foolishly committed. Do not let her be like a stillborn infant coming from its mother's womb with its flesh half eaten away. So Moses cried out to the Lord, O God, please heal her. That continues on, but I want to go back for a moment. While it does say, and everybody sees, what it's talking about here is, they had jealousy toward Moses and Moses because they didn't like something, and Moses was favored in God's eyes, and God got mad at them and showed them they had no right to do so. Well, let me let you in on a little secret, first off. That little part that I said there about they had a little something against him wasn't something little. I mean, it is as far as relevancy. But in this case, it was the backbone behind what happened. Let's read it again. Verse 1. Miriam and Aaron began to talk against Moses because of his Cushite wife. For he had married a Cushite. See, it double emphasizes again, same as it did in does in a lot of scriptures. It double emphasizes. It's almost a tongue in cheek. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Their brother Moses had married a Cushite. So what's wrong with that? Why would they be so upset over such a thing? Except for she was from Cush. And if you're not aware of it, the land of Cush, ancient land of Cush, I'll put it, is modern-day Ethiopia. She was a woman of color. She was black. And you'll get a lot of people that'll tell you, as well as I'm sure a lot of you right now, going, no, that can't be the case. Well, see, it was different back then. Oh, it would have been different. That's been so long ago. No, it wasn't that way then. Really? What are you doing? Are you trying to hear what's being said, or are you just trying to have it your way? The word Cush, as it mentions here, his Cushite wife. The word Cush, even, in Hebrew, means black. It's pronounced Cush, as in K-O-O-S-H. Cush. He had a Cushite wife. She was black, from Ethiopia. She wasn't Hebrew. But if you'll remember two things. Number one, when the people left Egypt, do you remember God making the statement and saying that anyone could come with them? They could even go not only to the desert to worship, but even on the trip to the promised land. They were welcome as long as they did one thing. They worshiped God. That means worshiped and obeyed God, by the way. So as long as they worshiped Him, put Him first, and did everything that He said, and followed His commands, then they were equal to. They didn't have to worry about it. They were welcome. It didn't matter what their race was. And that was emphasized again in the New Testament, was it not? Didn't Jesus tell you that now it's not Gentile or Jew, but saved and not saved? Race is one of the most pitiful things in the world to hang on to bank on, to be able to put your hopes on. It's so minuscule. And anyone who does so, I'll make the statement straight out and accuse you. You're a weed. You're not a wheat. You're not His wheat. You're the weeds. It's all about the spirit. It's all about the soul. He said the body means nothing. The spirit is everything, didn't he? He said worry about the death of the spirit, not the death of the body. How many times does it have to be said, race means nothing? I appreciate you letting me kind of go on a tangent there for a little bit, but it's something important, and it's not talked about enough. It's talked about to be able to emphasize it and to back it, or to even say, or to go against it and just say, oh, it's wrong. But how many times have you had it? Do you have it given to you in the scriptures? And there's many more scriptures that do it, where it actually pushes the fact that you're wrong. If that's the case, I'm not pointing at you necessarily, but racism is wrong. And racism isn't about power, again, or control. If you hold anything against someone because of their race, you're wrong. If you even take pride in your race and are pro your, quote, race, you're wrong. If you want to take some pride in your culture, there's nothing wrong with this. I think it's wonderful. What does that have to do with race? There's not a race on this planet that doesn't consist of multiple cultures. So to take pride in just the anatomy and the pigment of your skin, well, that's foolish. Again, thank you so much for letting me rant and for listening to it. And I hope that this scripture gives you a little bit of better idea. and helps you to come a little bit closer to what God wants of you, and that you can bless Him with being fulfilled the way He wants you to be. And always may you be blessed, and I look forward to talking to you again here very shortly on The Revealed.